Welcome to Nevada Newsmakers. On the program today, we have the candidate for Nevada State Senate District 6, Josh Hicks, has the rundown.
Mark Hutchison will be here today to talk about his race and the litigation against the Affordable Care Act.
And coming up on the Power Pundit panel today, Dory Guy, Liz McMenamin, and Mylon Hawkins. It's all coming up next on all-new Nevada Newsmakers.
Nevada Newsmakers is brought to you by the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center, the world's largest industrial park. The Retail Association of Nevada, strengthening the business environment for Nevada retailers. Pro Group Management, workers' comp that works for you. And the Las Vegas Review Journal and ReviewJournal.com.
All right, Sam, let's check on some commercial buildings, see how their roofs are holding up.
Some business owners can't replace their roofs right now. That's where our free inspections really help out.
Hold on. Let's go inverted. We'll get a closer look.
What do you think?
Well, it certainly can use some preventive maintenance.
Yeah, that would definitely extend the life of this roof.
You ready to check the next one?
Maybe next time we can just take a ladder.
You watch your company's bottom line, and I'll cover the top of it.
Attention, the diabetes drug Actos has been linked to bladder cancer.
If you've taken the diabetes drug Actos and now have bladder cancer, call the Goldwater Law Firm right now.
If your loved one took this drug and were injured, call us right now. You may be entitled to financial compensation.
If you or a loved one took Actos and were then diagnosed with bladder cancer,
call the Goldwater Law Firm at 800-351-7700. That's 800-351-7700.
The Tamarack Junction is South Reno's headquarters for food, fun, friends, hot slots, and video poker. Join the best slot club in town, the Conductors Club at the Tamarack Junction, where you can earn free play and comp dollars on over 450 of the latest state-of-the-art slots and video poker machines. Play your favorite games and win cash, comps, free play, and other great prizes. The Tamarack Junction, where locals meet in South Reno, just north of the Summit on South Virginia.
It's Tamarack Junction, your junction for fun. Yeah.
As the stewards of the land, it is our responsibility to grow our businesses while keeping a watchful eye on our environment. We do this at TRI with conscientious development decisions. For example, the TRI water and sewer companies are designing a new wetland program to polish the waste effluent to a superior water quality standard, while biofuel companies like Fulcrum Bio and Advanced Refining Concepts are producing clean and alternative energy from landfill waste and natural products. The Tahoe Reno Industrial Center, building economic prosperity for Nevadans.
This segment is sponsored by the law firm of Lewis & Rocha, providing local and regional clients in-depth legal resources in today's challenging business climate. This is Nevada Newsmakers with host Sam Shad, a no-holds-barred political forum. Now, from the Nevada Newsmakers broadcast headquarters, here is Sam Shad.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we are pleased to welcome back to the program Mark Hutchison. He's a candidate now for Nevada State Senate District 6. And also want to mention that your law firm is one of the proud sponsors of Nevada Newsmakers. Let's start out, if we can, with a couple other issues before we get to your candidacy.
You bet.
Where are we? You're working pro bono for the state, for the governor, in terms of the Obama health care plan.
Right.
Where are we as far as the courts go with that?
Sam, we're going to be at the Supreme Court in oral argument March 23rd, 24th, and 25th. Over the course of 3 days, the court has given us 5.5 hours to present oral argument on the several issues that the court will address in the health care legislation constitutional challenge. So we'll be there end of March, and then by the end of June we'll have a decision.
Are they combining all the different cases?
No. Actually, the only case that they're going to hear so far, they haven't consolidated any others, is just the 26 states challenge to the constitutionality of the health care legislation. You may recall a lot of people said, well, let's just wait and see what other cases do, and Nevada doesn't have to join. And in fact, if Nevada had not joined in this litigation, we would not be involved at all in the litigation or have the benefits of the result.
Is there any communication between you and the Attorney General's office at this point?
None.
All right. Okay.
Haven't had any.
The other issue I wanted to talk to you about just briefly was redistricting. You were in charge of the Republican efforts on this part for the state.
Right.
Were you satisfied with the outcome?
You know, I thought that the special master did a great job. I thought that Judge Russell did a great job. He's a professional, and he's a seasoned jurist who I thought handled that very well. And I think at the end of the day, the Republicans got a much better result than they would have in the legislative process when the Democrats were pushing through their maps.
Do you think, Mark, do you think we've started setting a precedent now where we're going to special masters instead of the legislature actually doing the process?
Boy, I hope not, Josh. I hope that we can make that legislative process work, and it has, as you know, in the past. This time around, it just didn't work. It was such a partisan view from probably both sides, the Democrats and Republicans' standpoint, but I hope that we can get back to the legislative process, because that really is the unique prerogative of the legislatures, is to redraw those districts.
And it's interesting that how much power we have given over the last few years to the Supreme Court.
Oh, yeah. You know, the Supreme Court and courts at all levels are now making such fundamental decisions that really are more appropriately handled by the legislature at both the national and the state level, in my view.
Interesting, though, too, that none of the Supreme Court justices that are running opposed.
You know, that's not very... unusual, I don't think, though, Sam. I think that lawyers...
But don't you think it's a satisfaction? Because when you had the Gwin versus legislature, there was, yes, a lot of turmoil at the court. The public was very unhappy with the Supreme Court, and they got rid of people.
That's true.
Or people resigned.
That's true.
So, I mean, do you think that there's a certain satisfaction from the public saying, you know what, this actually worked out okay?
I think so. I think that that's certainly true in the legal community. Josh, you can certainly comment on that, but down in southern Utah, we're in Nevada. Down in southern Nevada, we certainly feel like the justices are doing a good job, and that there's a lot of collegiality on that court now, and they're just working hard trying to make it happen. And so I don't think you see a groundswell of lawyers wanting to get in there and try to compete against them. So we're pretty satisfied.
Yeah, I'd comment on that too. I think that the Gwin decision that resulted in the overturning of some of the justices was much cleaner. It was, you know, they made a decision that overturned a two-thirds requirement in the Constitution, and it was much easier for people to understand and really galvanize around it. And this one was a little bit different. It wasn't quite as broad sweeping, and it actually got to a result that I think most people just wanted to see anyways.
Let's talk about your candidacy. You jumping into the seat that was formerly owned by Allison Copening, and
right,
you made your announcement, and about 20 minutes later, the email came out and said she was no longer running. Were you surprised at that?
You know, I was a little surprised at that. I didn't expect that. I had seen an article where she had commented that she was in it and was going to run, and I don't know if the timing of my announcement had anything to do with her timing. I think that in hindsight, she probably had thought that through and decided not to run, but I think that Senator Copening is to be commended for her public service, and anybody who will jump into the arena, I think, is somebody who merits our deep appreciation and thanks, and I thank her for her service.
And you know, and I would agree with you on that. I think no matter what your party affiliation, the fact that you take out that much time to serve,
yeah,
in any public body is a great thing. Why do you want to jump in? I mean, you've got a successful business. You're able to do things pro bono for the state.
Yeah.
Why do you want to jump in?
At the end of the day, I really want to see Nevada and our country get back to the country and the state that I grew up in. Nevada has been nothing but wonderful to me. I've got 6 children. I'm worried about the prospects of their future. And I just think that we are at a tipping point, in my own opinion, in terms of politics and in terms of policy in this state as well as this country, where I needed to at least throw my hat in the ring and see if I could be part of the solution. Otherwise, you can wait and you can decide you're part of the problem, but I'd prefer to be part of the solution.
All right, let's take a break and then we'll come back. We've got about 7 minutes to talk about the solution. We'll be right back on Nevada Newsmakers after this timeout.
Pro Business Workers' Comp Company should be your partner. The Pro Group Customer Care Team brings you effective risk management, training, support, and web tools at no extra cost to you. We maximize the safety of your employees and business every day. Pro Group is with you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, with information and resources at your fingertips. We ensure your employees' safety and that your premium's in line. When you're a Pro Group member, you have the team that's looking out for you. Pro Group Management, workers' comp that works for you. Call for a no-obligation quote today.
Play Cupid's Cash Giveaway in February at the Carson Valley Inn. Win up to $10,000 weekly. It's not a long way to get away to Cupid's Cash Giveaway at the Carson Valley Inn. Play Cupid's Cash Giveaway in February at the Carson Valley Inn. Win up to $10,000 weekly. It's not a long way to get away to Cupid's Cash Giveaway at the Carson Valley Inn.
This segment is sponsored by the law firm of Lewis & Rocha, providing local and regional clients in-depth legal resources in today's challenging business climate. And now, back to Nevada Newsmakers with Sam Shad.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we continue our conversation with candidate for Nevada State Senate District 6, Mark Hutchison.
Mark, District 6 is the voter registration there favors Democrats.
Right.
By a fairly significant amount. There's also a significant amount of independents, nonpartisans, and minor political party members there. What's your plan to overcome that deficit and swing some of those voters to your side?
A couple things, Josh. One is I think that independents and swing Democrats are going to be focused on the economy, as we all are. It's no secret. Jobs is going to be an important issue in this campaign, and I think that if we can set forth first an agenda under the Republican banner that favors job growth, that favors business, that favors reasonable regulation, that will help accelerate the job growth in Nevada, that we'll have an upper hand there. And then secondly, I think that just a grassroots campaign efforts is really going to win that district for us. We're going to have to raise enough money, but really at the end of the day, it's going to be a very aggressive grassroots campaign that I'll get out and shake hands and talk to people and meet them face to face and hope that I can gain their confidence.
And that's one of the things about a Senate race or an assembly race is that you really cannot get out there and pound the
right
pavement and actually talk to people. You were talking about the tipping point for you. What was that tipping point? Be specific about the issues that really hit you and said, I got to do this.
Well, two tipping points. One is for my entire life, and I'm a native Nevadan, Nevada has been the land of opportunity. And for the last, 4 or 5 years, it hasn't been. And my children are coming up now in a land that is not opportunistic. They are leaving the state of Nevada and now looking to come back, and they can't find jobs, literally. I think the unemployment rate for teenagers and early 20-year-old college students is in the 30% or something like that. And so I just thought, this is something that if I can help correct, I want to help correct. And then secondly, in my experience with the health care litigation legislation and the efforts there to move that legislation along and to then challenge it from a constitutional perspective, I began to hear from all these other states that I was involved in that their state legislatures were actually holding hearings on the effect that the health care legislation would have on things like budgets. I mean, you're going to, in the state of Nevada, double Medicaid rolls.
That's huge.
Yeah, I mean, immediately. What effect is that going to have on our schools, our roads, our police, and our fire departments? There's been not one single hearing in the state of Nevada on that issue. And I thought that was outrageous. I thought that if nothing else, let's at least inform the public. You can be on both sides of that question, but let's at least understand what the impacts were. And so I saw that our state legislature was not doing any of that. I think largely because it's controlled by the Democrats, and that's a political feather for the Democrats, that health care legislation. And so I thought we need to correct that.
As far as jobs go, what is the role of government in terms of job creation? Isn't it basically making the regulations work and then get out of the way and let private enterprise jump in?
Absolutely. I mean, reasonable levels of regulation and, for the most part, let the free market work. Provide opportunities for businesses to grow. Get regulation to a point that it's not burdensome. Eliminate red tape. I'm a businessman. I employ about 80 people in my law firm. I know what it's like every quarter to write the check on the payroll tax. I know what it's like to hear the government mandate now that I've got to cover certain individuals and provide certain products and under the health insurance mandates. You hear a lot about that from the Catholic Church this last week, but businesses now are required to hold and provide a certain type of insurance. Those are all disincentives, Sam, to hiring people. I can tell you right now, as an employer, if it's difficult and expensive to hire people, I'm not going to do it. If it's easy and not very burdensome, I'm going to do it. And so I think we need to really take a business perspective. Have reasonable levels of taxation. The government plays a role, of course, for all of us. Have reasonable levels of regulation. But for the most part, as you say, provide an environment where business can thrive and then get out of the way.
If we can go back, while you're talking about the Health Care Act, I'd like to go back just with one question I had in my mind about that. You mentioned that the decision's expected in June.
Yes.
The administration could have, at the 11th Circuit, asked for an en banc review and procedurally delayed the timing. They apparently intentionally wanted to get a decision on this before the election. What do you think is their thinking on that? Is this a signal that they're confident they're going to get a good decision from the Supreme Court?
I think that the Democrats' political viewpoint on the health care legislation and the litigation at the Supreme Court is we're going to blame the Republicans no matter what happens. Or if we lose there, we're going to say we tried to protect you, we tried to provide a health care product for you, we tried to be responsible from a government standpoint. And then if we win, we're going to say, see, the Republicans are just mean, nasty people, and we were right on a constitutional basis. So I think they view it as a no lose. I think the Republicans view it the same way. I think if we win, we're going to say, see, the the Obama administration couldn't even pass a constitutional law. If we lose, we're going to say, this is outrageous. Now the government is going to encroach in every aspect of your life by requiring us all to buy a product whenever they want us to buy a product.
And the cost in the millions of dollars for every state.
Every state.
And, you know, of course, Health and Human Services is actively working on this because the governor has mandated that we have to get everything in place to follow the government regulations. The balance of power in the Senate, one seat.
Yes.
You could be that seat.
I could be. Yes, I hope I will be. I think that's one of the things that we can do from a state policy standpoint is to flip the control of the state Senate to Republican control, help Brian Sandoval implement his job growth agenda, which he just released recently, and to put us back on a fiscally solid path. I think the Republican agenda does that better than a Democrat agenda, and I think that's one of the essential priorities that we will see in this next election cycle.
The caucus has been very aggressive in fundraising and recruiting candidates.
Yes.
How do you think that compares to what the Democrats have been doing as far as the Senate races?
I think we are prevailing with both recruiting of candidates and also with raising money. The caucus has done a great job. Senator Michael Roberson in particular has taken the lead on that. He's been very serious about taking back the Senate. And if I didn't think that he was serious about that, and I didn't think that we had a great shot at that, and I didn't think that people were going to support that, then I most likely would not have gotten in the race. But I saw my race as an opportunity to flip control of the Senate, and I want to work hard to make that happen.
Well, and it's going to be very interesting. What did you think about this whole caucus business, though? I mean, it looks like the party itself is just in total disarray.
You know, I myself personally, Sam, I love the process. You know, I went and participated. I spoke on behalf of a candidate. I really enjoyed that process, but it is a little burdensome, and so I think some people were turned off by that. And it takes a little while, so I think the process is a little cumbersome. And then I think the Republican Party is taking some arrows because of the way they handled this. I think it's difficult, and people can't really understand why we can't get a count, quickly than we got a count. It looked like we were a little bit disorganized.
A little bit.
I'm sure that the Republican Party tried, and the officials will say, look, we wanted to get it right, and we wanted to be deliberate, but it made us look like we were a little disorganized and really didn't have our act together, and that was unfortunate.
All right, and we're out of time. That's where we're going to leave it. You're always welcome back. You know that.
Thanks
so much for being here.
Thank you,
Josh. We'll be right back on Nevada Newsmakers after this timeout.
Press on, Southern Nevada. It's a new beginning. Information the way you need it. We are fighting for you every day to make your life better. The facts. So you can succeed. So you can plan. So you can dream. And always remember, press on.
Uncertainty around healthcare, if you don't have health insurance through your work, now is a good time to find an individual plan that makes sense for your needs and budget from a name you can trust, Anthem Blue Cross and Blue Shield. For example, Kristen just started her own business.
Anthem Blue Cross and Blue Shield helped me compare plans, and my personal doctor was in their large network. And when I needed surgery later, I didn't worry about my savings or my bottom line.
Or take George, who retired early and chose a plan that covers prescriptions.
I had a little health scare recently. My doctor ran some tests and changed my prescription. And now, I'm back in the game.
With Caitlin's busy life, she needed coverage she could count on with preventive care.
Because with kids, you never know what will happen.
If you're looking for individual health coverage that makes sense, join all the people who depend on Anthem Blue Cross and Blue Shield.
For a free rate quote, contact your local agent. Call 1-866-771-0119 or visit us online at anthemforme.com.
Double down days are back at Internet Auto Rent and Sales. Bring your down payment to Internet and we will double it up to $4,000. What's that mean? Let's break it down. Got $1,000? Now it's $2,000. Got $2,000? Now it's $4,000. Got $4,000? Now it's $8,000. No down payment? How about a trade? We'll double your trade value up to $4,000. It's Double Down Days, and it's only at Internet Auto Rent and Sales.
This is Nevada Newsmakers.
And time back on Nevada Newsmakers. We have a great Power Pundit panel. As always, Liz McMenamin is here, Vice President of the Retail Association in Nevada, one of our proud sponsors. Dory Guy is Chair of the Washoe Dems, and Mylon Hawkins, Vice President of Interface Computer Associates.
Yesterday, Governor Sandoval and his economic development team released their economic development plan to create 50,000 jobs in the state by 2014. Almost immediately afterwards, the NPRI, the Nevada Policy Research Institute, criticized it, called it capitalist cronyism. What is your reaction to that, and is this plan going to work, or is NPRI right?
You know, Josh, I'm not sure if NPRI is right or not. I haven't read it. I read through his plan. I would like to see some of those come to fruition in Nevada. I would like to think that Sandoval has the ability to do it. I don't know. It's a big reach for him. You know, I don't know.
I've seen a little bit of it, and I think it's kind of the same plan that's been around for 1,000 years, and I have some concerns about being able to implement it.
In what way?
It's just that it requires a lot of input and a lot of funds.
Somebody was saying to me yesterday that it sounded great, but it also sounded like part of a campaign trail.
Yeah. Except, you know, I do know that it's been endorsed by our Secretary of State, Ross Miller, because he was also on the commission. So, you know, it goes both ways.
Yeah, there was a lot of interesting people on that committee.
Right, it was.
I think, you know, we've been trying to do this for a long time. But we need to have an infrastructure to make this happen. And part of that infrastructure is focusing in on our university system and really on our whole education system. If we're going to attract quality people to this state, we need to have a quality environment for them. And we've lagged behind in that. But I do think, and I really will applaud the governor for at least making what I consider to be a good attempt.
A good try.
Because we have been basically two big industries, gaming and mining, not to mention the fact that we have a big government presence here as well. But that does not sustain an economy, and we need to move forward.
Well, and it's going to be interesting. Steve Hill, who's the economic developer for the governor, has planned to come back on the program here in the next couple of weeks and talk about more of the specifics. Mm-hmm. But I want to turn our attention. We're taping this the morning of the 8th of February. Rick Santorum. Clean sweep.
Surprise.
Oh, my goodness.
And what a great guy. I like him. You know, I've watched. Well, because I think he's an intelligent young man. He's got a bright future ahead of him. I just like him as a person.
Do you remember his senatorial race? The one where he got creamed?
Oh, yes, man.
Yes.
Oh, man.
Did he ever?
I mean, even the people who loved him in his district turned against him.
That's true.
At that time. Yes, because he had gone so far off. Yes, he's a decent human being.
Yes, he does seem to be.
Is he presidential material?
I'm not going to say. I don't think what we have there right now is much presidential material either.
I was totally surprised to see that Mitt Romney didn't overtake Colorado simply because of the Mormon population there, and I thought he was very popular there. But then I also realize that there's a large evangelical population there too, and of course they sort of tend to Rick Santorum.
Your thoughts, Josh?
This nomination process this year has been very up and down. I'm sure there'll be some more ups and downs as we go. Romney's got a very strong organization and a very strong fundraising ability, and that's, I think, going to be one of the most key things for him. And I think that's where you'll start seeing some of Rick Santorum's weaknesses as time goes along.
Dory, I thought your comment was going to be four more years. An interesting turn of fate yesterday. Reuben Kuhn, state senator, withdrew from the Democratic primary, and Dina Titus is now alone. She put out a piece praising him yesterday. Mm-hmm. Senator Reid has announced his support. Your thoughts, Liz?
Well, Nevada has some strange politics, don't they? Actually, I'm not surprised. Senator Kuhn was having a difficult time getting the momentum going, so I could see why. And let's face it, Dina Titus is a strong candidate. She'll show well, and it must have been tough for Senator Reid to change his endorsement from...
To say the least. I mean, he wanted a Hispanic...
Yes, he really did. He wanted a Hispanic in there.
And I don't believe Titus is a Hispanic name.
No, not at all. Even with her Southern accent. But, I really respect Reuben for at least trying to run and stepping out like he has. I think he's a great gentleman. And I think he's young enough that down the road we're going to hear a lot more from him.
Mm-hmm. I would agree.
You know, this is really a slap in the face to Senator Reid in terms of, you know, he doesn't like primaries and now he's not going to have a primary. Mm-hmm. But at the same time, it's not the candidate he wanted.
That's true. Even the most powerful among us must bow to outside pressures.
Well, you know, I think that he felt it's really important for Nevada to have a Hispanic candidate because of our Hispanic population within the state. Mm-hmm. And
but doesn't it need to be natural? Doesn't it need to be something where somebody has grown into the job?
Right.
I mean, Dina Titus certainly has the credibility.
She has paid her
dues. Her background, her ability to raise money, mm-hmm. her ability to go out and campaign. I mean,
she is a strong candidate.
Mm-hmm. She is
the strongest of the candidates.
Yeah.
Well, I like Reuben Kuhn, and I've worked with him at the legislature.
Mm-hmm.
He's a smart young man. Yeah. I agree. We'll probably see more of him in the future.
Yeah.
And that's a good thing.
Right.
But to run him just because you might not have necessarily wanted the other candidate was really unfair.
And this brings in something very interesting. You have a Hispanic and you have a woman. And you have these two factors that are really at political play at this point in time. I think he's an excellent individual. I really like him, too.
And his greatest accomplishment so far?
I think he's a person that works extremely well on both sides of the aisle. I think he's a reasonable legislator.
Josh, you get the final word.
I would say I don't really necessarily think this is a loss for Senator Reid.
Mm-hmm.
Senator Kuhn's midterm, I think he's just bowing out of this fight. I'm sure he's going to be backing Senator Kuhn in the future for other offices. And Senator Kuhn's, you know, he does have a future. He's got, he may not have a whole lot of legislative accomplishments under his belt, but he's shown an ability to get people energized and excited, and that's something.
And at least we forget Dina is a very bright, intelligent woman, and she's done a lot for the state.
And I wouldn't want to run in a primary against her.
Yes.
That's where we got to leave it. Thank you all very much. We'll be right back on Nevada Newsmakers after this timeout.
What? Grandma, you gotta help me out. My window's broke.
No one's faster than us. We're all set. Done in no time at all.
Wow, you guys are good.
At GlassPro, we guarantee the lowest prices in town. With a $50 to $100 deductible, we'll replace your windshield at no cost to you. Get your free windshield installed by certified and experienced glass technicians, all with a nationwide warranty, only at GlassPro.
With all the uncertainty around health care, if you don't have health insurance through your work, now is a good time to find an individual plan that makes sense for your needs and budget from a name you can trust, Anthem Blue Cross and Blue Shield. For example, Kristen just started her own business.
Anthem Blue Cross and Blue Shield helped me compare plans, and my personal doctor was in their large network. And when I needed surgery later, I didn't worry about my savings or my bottom line.
Or take George, who retired early and chose a plan that covers prescriptions.
I had a little health scare recently. My doctor ran some tests and changed my prescription. And now, I'm back in the game.
With Caitlin's busy life, she needed coverage she could count on with preventive care. Because with kids, you never know what will happen. If you're looking for individual health coverage that makes sense, join all the people who depend on Anthem Blue Cross and Blue Shield.
For a free rate quote, contact your local agent. Call 1-866-771-0119 or visit us online at anthemforme.com.
As always, you can watch Nevada Newsmakers 24 hours a day at NevadaNewsmakers.com.
Tomorrow, our guest will be Rick Trachok of the Nevada Board of Regents.
We'll see you on the next broadcast. Thanks for watching.